What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Oh, what a great tune to lead us into our next guest on the Evan Bray Show. I'm joined by Dr. Shelley Ross. Dr. Ross is a medical doctor and also co-chair of the Federation of Medical Women of Canada's Maternal RSV Task Force. And we've got her on the line right now. Good morning, Dr. Ross.
Good morning.
So beginning next week, 1st of October here in Saskatchewan, parents of newborns will be able to get their youngster the RSV shot. Tell me what this means and how it's going to change things for families.
Well, it's a great step forward, and I applaud Saskatchewan for taking this step. So first of all, RSV is a virus that attacks the respiratory system. So it can be as mild as a cold or as bad a lung infection as not being able to breathe and having to put the infant on a respirator in the ICU. So the only thing you can do is try and prevent it because there's no treatment. I can't say how important it is to prevent it because about 1 in 50 infants in the first year of life end up in hospital because of RSV, most of them in the first 3 to 6 months of life. And not only does that give the family terrible stress and strain, but it also sets the poor child up for future lung disease like recurrent pneumonias and asthma and chronic lung disease, which means premature death when you're older.
Gosh. Complications, as you're mentioning there, long-term, there could be other issues. And when you say 1 in 50 babies ends up, is it with that condition itself or at least being hospitalized?
Yes, RSV is the leading cause of admission for newborns and up to the first year of life.
Gosh. So the vaccination itself proving successful?
Yes, and there's actually two vaccines that are available. The one that Saskatchewan is funding is nirsevimab, which is an antibody that's manufactured in the laboratory to fight the RSV virus. And it's only meant to be given during RSV season. And so when we talk about this universal coverage, it means that all babies born in Saskatchewan, it's a month before the season starts and to the end of the season, which is the 31st of March, will get it instead of just the high-risk ones, which is what it used to be.
Any side effects common with the vaccination?
No, it's certainly been studied, and it's safe, and any side effects would be a little bit of a sore arm from the injection. But the other vaccine that's available, and it's available year-round, is one that's given to the mothers. And it's given to them between 32 and 36 weeks gestation, and they form an antibody themselves, which then passes through the placenta to the baby, so that every baby has a chance to be protected, not just those born during RSV season.
So this is all beginning here in Saskatchewan next week, the 1st of October. You mentioned RSV season. So it's like a cold, like the flu, where there is a seasonal aspect to it?
There is, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen outside the season. And that's why it's wonderful if every baby has a chance to be protected.
So once they get the vaccination as an infant, as a newborn, are they protected for life?
It's only a one-time vaccine unless they're a high-risk infant, you know, born prematurely, have heart, lung troubles, immune problems and that, because those ones would get a second vaccine in their second year.
And so the vaccine's being offered in hospitals, I'm guessing, in maternity wards, so the parents will then say yes or no whether they want it in the hospital?
And this is why it's so important that the healthcare provider talk to the pregnant people before they deliver, so that they know what their options are and have already made a decision. Because you can imagine what it's like at the time of delivery. There's so much going on. And then for the first time you hear, oh, by the way, did you want your baby to have a shot? And my understanding is that that's the only time Saskatchewan is giving the shots is while they are in hospital. So if they go home and say, oh, you know, I should have got that, I don't think there's an opportunity.
It's been a long, long time since I've been involved with a newborn. You know, what is the situation right now for parents when they have a newborn in the hospital? Is there a number of vaccinations that they're able to get besides this one?
No, other than hepatitis, if the mother was a carrier, that's the only vaccine you'd get right at birth.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, most vaccines start at 2 months of age.
Dr. Shelley Ross is our guest. Dr. Ross, a medical doctor, and she is also on Canada's maternal RSV task force. So this is new for Saskatchewan. Is this because the vaccination itself is fairly new?
It was approved by Health Canada in 2023, but last year only Ontario and Quebec and the territories were offering it. And I must commend Ontario because they are funding both the vaccine that you give to the baby and the vaccine that you give to the mother. And they're the only province to do so. And it's all about choice. Pregnant people need to know what's available, make up their mind, so that it's an informed decision.
Is it a little bit of a scary thing for parents, especially maybe it's their first newborn, the thought of having to get a vaccine at that early stage?
Some parents would rather take it themselves than see their child have a shot.
So you're saying that more and more provinces are now offering this. I'm guessing here in Saskatchewan, we don't pay for our flu vaccine. We don't pay for our COVID vaccine. Are you aware, is this something that families would have to pay for, or is it free under the system?
So the nirsevimab is free. It's being covered by Saskatchewan. But the vaccine for the mother, which is Abrysvo, is self-pay. And some of the medical plans do cover it, but those are private plans.
Sure. So even parents who normally would support vaccines might feel a little nervous about giving their baby a shot. What do you say to parents to kind of ease any concerns they might have?
We say that it's your choice. Both vaccines, both the one given to mother and the one given to baby, are equally effective and equally safe. And so it's their choice. But I think it's important that they know about it ahead of time because there's just too much going on when you're in hospital having a baby.
Is there any place that people can go to read more? Of course, the internet's full of all kinds of medical information. Do you have any advice, though, for parents who want to study up on this before they make their decision?
One of the things the task force did was created a website that has just so much good information for pregnant people. And it's called rsvprotect.ca. And so we encourage people to visit that website.
Now, this is specifically aimed at newborns. Is this vaccination available, though, for older children? Are they able to take advantage of this as well?
No, and the reason for that is the most worrisome time for RSV infection is in that first 6 months of life, and both vaccines will protect the baby for that time period.
Great. Thanks so much for the information, Dr. Ross. Very good.
You're more than welcome.
Dr. Shelley Ross, medical doctor and co-chair of Canada's Maternal RSV Task Force. And again, this RSV vaccination available to newborns in Saskatchewan beginning next week, the 1st of October. You know, by all means, you'd want to talk to your doctor, your caregiver, about what decisions you would be making or thinking about making if you are indeed pregnant or planning to become pregnant in the near future. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in for the next few days. Evan's back Thursday on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Good morning, Saskatchewan. Above normal temperatures continuing for, it looks like, pretty well all of this week. We'll take it as harvest continues for so many of our farmers across Saskatchewan these days, including our own Evan Bray, who's out on his brother's farm, I do believe I heard Evan say, putting a few days in driving the grain truck, and then he'll be back in his civilian clothing, I guess you could say, coming up here on Thursday. So you got me for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Gosh, did you watch any of the Charlie Kirk Memorial down in Arizona? Whatever your thoughts may be on the man and his message and his supporters, you couldn't help but be touched by this incredible crowd in this football stadium just outside of Phoenix. Over 70,000 people. And it was interesting to see the different speakers. I didn't watch the entire event. It was a long event, and you saw even over the course of the event, especially when U.S. President Donald Trump was speaking, most of the speakers went on for about 5-6 minutes or so, and there was a number of them. But President Trump went on for, gosh, I think it was about 45 minutes or so, and a lot of people were saying, okay, that's enough. But I think what was, to me, the most powerful thing was Charlie Kirk's widow talking about the loss of her husband, but also talking about, in the spirit of Jesus Christ, she forgave the young man who killed her husband. Another thing that I was struck by, and I think we shouldn't be surprised with the attention that the killing of Charlie Kirk received, the number of people who have said, I really didn't know anything about the guy up till his murder. And more people are going online, listening to his podcasts, looking at his social media feeds. They even say that the YouTube channel that was carrying the memorial on the weekend had over 400,000 people that were viewing the service that way. And I'm just curious, was that your situation? Is that your situation? Did you know who Charlie Kirk was prior to his death? Have you taken time to listen or to watch some of his messaging? And I'm curious what you may think. If you're one of those people who hadn't given the time of day to anything Charlie Kirk had done prior to his death, have you gone in and looked or listened to Charlie Kirk and his message? And if so, how did you feel about it? Did you say, gee, I could agree with a lot of the things this young man was saying, or no, I made the right choice. I would not be a follower of Charlie Kirk. What's your thoughts on it? 1-877-332-TALK. You can text me 1-877-332-8255. On a less serious note, we're counting down to 11 o'clock here this morning. The CFL says it's going to be making a significant announcement affecting the league, the Canadian Football League. What's it going to be? Lots of speculation, everything from, you know, small changes on the field. No, it's not going to be that. This is, as Jamie and I was saying earlier, this is going to be big. This is going to be a big deal. And Jamie is going to be in studio coming up after 11 to carry the news conference from the CFL commissioner. And I know that the Green Zone this afternoon from 2 till 6 will probably be full of Rider fans, of CFL fans, offering their thoughts on these changes that are going to be announced coming up in less than 2 hours now. And you'll hear it here on The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Isn't it a lovely time of year? You know, the leaves changing. You get that bite in the air. Although not lately. We've had some amazing above normal conditions all over Saskatchewan these days. But it's also that time of the year for fall suppers. Isn't it great? Everybody loves going to a fall supper, right? Falls, what do you call it? A fall supper? A fowl supper? The beauty of social media nowadays, you don't have to go looking through rural newspapers to find the ad for the nearest fowl supper near you. You can go on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and simply look for Saskatchewan fall suppers, and there's a ton of them. There was one or two I saw just this past weekend. There's a few more coming up this coming weekend, but the big hit for fowl suppers, fall suppers, tends to be all through the month of October, some on into November as well. So if you haven't posted your fall supper, I encourage you to check out that Facebook page and add that information again on Facebook, Saskatchewan Fall Suppers. Still to come, we got a busy morning here on The Evan Bray Show. Coming up right after the 9:30 news, we've got a member of the RCMP from the Battlefords Detachment. This caught my eye last week where they announced they're undertaking an effort to try to reduce property crime in the evening and overnight in the Battlefords. So the police are bringing in nighttime foot and also bike patrols. I think most people would say this is a great idea. But you also have to wonder, and I'll be asking our guest about it, Inspector Ryan Howe with the RCMP, where do you find the manpower? And is this something that you can actually continue for any extended period of time? I'm sure most people would say, listen, anything is a move in the right direction. I also want to ask the inspector, too, his thoughts on citizen patrols. I know I even see on social media different neighborhoods in Saskatoon where individuals are talking about citizen patrols at night. to try to keep their neighborhoods a little safer or to reduce the amount of crime that may be going on in their neighborhoods. Is that a road the RCMP would want civilians to go down? More on that with Inspector Ryan Howe with the Battleford's RCMP coming up after 9:30 this morning. I'm really curious about my guest that we've got lined up after 10. He is a producer with an Alberta production company, and they've got a concert, a show that they're performing in Regina and Prince Albert and Lloydminster this week, and it is called The Life and Times of Jim Croce. And it was interesting. I was looking back for those of us in the boomer audience, I guess. Jim Croce, wonderful musician who sadly passed away in a plane crash. And it was September 20th of 1973 that Jim Croce died at the age of 30. I know his son is also out there performing and recording a lot of new music and also re-recording a lot of his father's material. But we'll find out more about this very special presentation, The Life and Times of Jim Croce, coming to Regina, Prince Albert, and Lloydminster this week. I've got my guest coming up here after 10 o'clock this morning. 27 after the hour. Boy, you think about farming in our part of the world these days and how intense it is, how big the farms are. I always take away, I grew up in rural Manitoba, and same for rural Saskatchewan. I remember as a kid driving in the dark at night, and you would see yard lights every mile, every 2 miles, and you'd always see traffic on the roads. It's a different day nowadays, isn't it? Where you've got bigger farms, fewer family farm operations, and there's just not many lights or that much traffic out on those country roads at nighttime. I'm mentioning this because the 40th annual Farm Aid was held this past weekend down in Minneapolis. Did you catch any of that? If you didn't, you could go onto YouTube because they've got pretty well most of the show there. And it went all day down in Minneapolis. The likes of Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Willie Nelson. 40th Farm Aid, and in those 40 years, they have raised over $80 million to support different farm organizations. And I know Willie Nelson, when he got this whole thing started 40 years ago, he often talked about the loss of the family farm. I don't know if any of the $80 million they've raised over the years has done anything to prolong the life of family farms, but it's a wonderful effort, and it's nice to see Willie at the age of 93. Gosh. And he's got a new album coming out, too. He's got an album, a tribute to his late friend Merle Haggard. Like, it's just amazing, the talent of Willie Nelson and the guy who just keeps on going. Again, you can check out parts of the 40th Farm Aid Day in Minneapolis this past weekend if you go to YouTube. We've got your news on the way here in just a moment. Brent Lauchs with you on the Evan Bray Show. Also on the way this morning, Volker Gertz is going to be here. We had the guest talking to us about this new vaccine available for newborns coming to Saskatchewan next week, the 1st of October. Well, we'll be on the theme as well about pandemic research and the work they do at Vito in Saskatoon. This is the 50th anniversary of Vito. Volker Gertz, the man behind Vito in Saskatchewan, will be here after 12 noon to talk about their past accomplishments, what they're working on now, and future pandemic research. It's all part of the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for being with us. Brent Plouk sitting in for a couple of days on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.